As we continue with the Sunday Morning Show with Walt and Mike, it is a Wildcat Wednesday. That's when we take a moment and take a focus on programs going on at Northern Michigan University. Joining us in the studios this morning to talk about one of the new programs that they have at NMU is Dr. Jim Markwitson. He is Professor of Information Assurance and Cyber Defense at NMU. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
And we wanted to have you come in to talk about some of the programs specifically that tie into what your field of expertise is, things like cybersecurity and those types of matters. What are the program at Northern that folks can find out more about?
Well, our program, it's the Information Assurance and Cyber Defense. If you just want to Google cyber defense, you'll go to our homepage. It's all about combining business knowledge, technical skills, and security on top of that. So people who are interested in business, you're going to take, in our major, you're going to take marketing, you're going to take accounting, economics, entrepreneurship. Then you're also, on top of that, going to take your computer classes, your networking, your cyber defense. Even at the end of your program, you take a class in ethical hacking. So
ethical hacking.
Right.
Really?
So we teach you how to break things. We want to teach you to think like a criminal so that you can defend people against criminals.
As a field of study, this is relatively new, isn't it?
It is relatively new. So cybersecurity, the program at Northern is about 2 years old. We just had our first graduates, students looking to start their own businesses and consulting. We also have a student who graduated, started working for IBM. So we're having some good traction with our graduates.
Well, who is this for? I mean, this sounds like it ties into the business program, but there's elements of this that could be applied, I think, across many platforms. Who really should consider this?
Yeah, that's a good question. Basically, anybody who has an interest in business, who's curious about technology and has good people skills. Mm-hmm. I think there's a myth in cybersecurity that you have to be a total computer nerd to have a successful career. But really, anybody with an interest in technology who has and can basically get projects done can have a fantastic career.
Now, we're talking about this as from the business standpoint, and these are now in our modern business world, cyber threats are increasingly a bigger problem every day. We hear about those, and it seems like almost a level of corporate espionage, almost corporate warfare that we haven't seen before. Is that really the case? Is this continuing to grow like that?
Absolutely. I was just talking to a friend who works for ExxonMobil down in Houston, Texas. The CEO of Exxon, Rex Tillerson, went to talk with the FBI. After that meeting, the CEO of Exxon said, whatever you need to do, blank check, fix our cybersecurity now. Just because there's so many threats and there's so many attempted and successful intrusions. We're looking at around 50,000 intrusions, attempted and successful, reported to the U.S. government every year. And the number's just going up.
We continue with our Wildcat Wednesday with Northern Michigan University. In the studio with us today is Dr. Jim Markwitson. He's a professor of Information Assurance and Cyber Defense at NMU. We're talking about the cyber defense programs, the activities that classes that you can learn more about this. And as we look at this, Jim, we talk about you talk about businesses and intrusions to businesses. Is this, a lot of times, is there just somebody with malicious intent behind it, somebody doing it for fun? Are they looking to mine the business's data? Where are these attacks coming from?
They're coming from a lot of different places. It can be anything from a teenager working from his parents' house with a laptop, hacking into companies, hacking into people's personal data, up to nation states funding very expensive, very powerful attacks that can break into just about any system.
Well, what are some of the key things that you teach through the program at Northern Michigan University that would train someone to be able to address and assess these kinds of things?
So we start at the very basics. We don't assume any prior knowledge. So we bring you in, again, get you your business education. We think the business education is important so that you understand the kind of assets that you're going to protect. Then we teach you about computer networking. We teach you how to set up infrastructure. We teach you how to run systems and run applications the right way. And then we teach you how to break them and then how to realize when something has been broken, because that's a huge issue.
Is this a program for a couple of years? Is this a four-year full degree? Well, how does it fall into the academic cycle?
Right, it's a four-year full degree, although if you are interested in computer science or something else, you can get a minor in information assurance and cyber defense. So that's also an option if you want to take the classes.
If people do want to find out more, maybe they want to sign up, find out about the two-year option or the full four-year degree, what's the best way to find out more about this program?
The best way to search for it is just go to Google, search for NMU Cyber Defense. The first link is going to be our homepage. Go there, find out more. My contact information will be on the page. I'd be happy to answer other questions about the program.
This seems like a very, like there's a definite growth potential for this field. This would be something to look into for a lot of folks.
Absolutely. I mean, the government, the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, they predicted 37% job growth. The field is only getting hotter. It's just increasing phenomenally. If you have an interest, if you want a job, and if you want to make good money, it's a great career path.
Dr. Jim Markwardson with us this morning, Professor of Information Assurance and Cyber Defense at Northern Michigan University. And people can find out more by finding you at NMU, and we thank you for your time this morning.
Great. Thank you very much.
If you missed our interview with Dr. Jim, we'll have it posted a little bit later for you at our website at sunny.fm. We'll be sure to link up information through Northern's website so you can find out more about the Information Assurance and Cyber Defense program at Northern Michigan University. It's part of our Wildcat Wednesdays with Northern Michigan University here on the Sunny Morning Show with Walt and Mike.